Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Now, our guest today comes to us from sunny Colombia, and his name is Daniel Solarte. Daniel Solarte is a traditional Colombian healer, and you can find out more about Daniel Solarte and his wonderful work at his website, birdlandcolombia.com. Welcome, Daniel Solarte.
Thank you so much, Catherine. I'm really glad to be here with you, sharing my tradition and having the possibility and the opportunity to speak with you.
So it is a great privilege for me to interview the top healers in the world for the Natural Healing Show. And today we're going to be talking about your work as a traditional Colombian healer and your use of the plant medicine Yopo. So first of all, Before Daniel Solarte and I got on the air and started recording, I got Daniel Solarte to correct me on my pronunciation. So my apologies to everyone if I pronounce things incorrectly. So hang in there with me. So we're going to be talking about Yopo. So Daniel Solarte, what exactly is Yopo?
Okay, so Yopo, starting from the root, is a tree. It's a kind of a tree that is called in Spanish yopo, and it has some seeds. So we prepare that seeds with other seeds from other plant that is called guasimo. It has plantain and it has lime from a snail shell. So we do a preparation and we prepare a powder and we call it yopo. But in Sicuani, the tradition that I below is called dopa. And we also work with other two plants. For us, are not medicine, are master plants. So it is the yopo plant, it also the yopo powder, also the capi that is actually the root for ayahuasca. And also we work with tobacco. So there are the plants that the traditional healers from the Sicuani tradition, we use to connect, we connect with them to work and to heal.
So you're working with yopo, also ayahuasca, and also tobacco, correct?
Yeah, the root of ayahuasca, that is called capi.
Root of ayahuasca. Mm-hmm. Now, you are a traditional Colombian healer from the Sicuani lineage. What exactly is a Sicuani lineage of healers?
The Sicuani, we have many different communities around Colombia. I exactly don't know the number, but it's quite many of them. And Sicuani community tradition is one of them and is located in the savanna of Colombia. So, but it's also, they share the territory with many other tribes that also some of them, they work with the plants, with yopo plant, but they used to be nomads. So they used to move around that region of Colombia. But because the colonization and everything that has happened, they right now they live in reserves. So the community that I below, that is called Calia Virna, is located in an indigenous Sicuani reserve in the savanna of Colombia, and the name of that community is Calia Virna. That means tree of life.
Now we're talking today about Yopo. And you also mentioned that you work with ayahuasca and the root of ayahuasca. What are the healing properties of Yopo?
Like, as I mentioned before, for us, there are master plants. Why? Because in the traditional way, the only people that used to work with the plant and connect with the plant were the healers. and the students. So they were like transmitting the knowledge and this tradition of healing with Jopo in that way. But my teacher, his name is Clemente Gaitán, he realized around 20 years ago that he had an experience that showed him that the people were looking to connect with the plants. So in that moment he create, we don't call it ceremonies because it's not traditional. He created and he put the name, the original name was Family Jopo Gatherings with Grandpa Jopo. So we gather and we share the plant. And the point of that is to connect with the plant, to connect with ourselves, to connect with everyone around and everything around. So that is the purpose when we share the plant. But we work individual in treatments with one-to-one with the patient. We take the plant. It's not necessary the patient take the plant, and we heal through chants, blowing, and also chanting water.
Now, many people have heard these days of ayahuasca. How is Yopo different or similar to ayahuasca? Are there different and similar healing properties?
Okay, so what happened with the ayahuasca? Like for us, ayahuasca is more like how they call it in the Amazonas from Peru. Here in Colombia, the people, the tradition that works with the plant itself in as a beverage, they call it yahé. And also it's close to the Amazonas of and the jungle of Colombia in the south. So they do it more like this as a ceremony, and they call it medicine. But one difference is that we work during the daytime because we connect with the sky and the birds from the day. So in that way, it's different because normally they work during the nighttime. And also, we only use the root of the ayahuasca. That we call it in Spanish capi, but in Sicuani it's called huipa, and we chew it. We take it before taking the yopo. The yopo is a powder. We chew the capi, and then we.
And Daniel Solarte, for our audience, I'm going to correct you because your internet just dropped out. And sometimes when we're talking with wonderful healers like yourself from all over the world, the internet doesn't work.
Permissions,
So
they.
Daniel, I'm going to your internet dropped out. So when you say I'm going to help our English speaking audience. So what you're saying is you chew it because it sounded like you shoot it.
I don't know. Shoot. Sorry.
So you're chewing it, you're not injecting it or shooting it up in your.
No, not at all.
Okay, so take us back from so Yopo you chew, correct?
Yeah. No, the yopo, we inhale it. The capi root, we chew it.
Okay.
And the similar thing is that in the beverage, that's different tradition with the different masters and the different permissions, they mix other plants with the ayahuasca plant. That plant has the molecule, that the DMT molecule, that is the one that changes the perception when you take it. So that molecule in the plant that we work, it is in the Jopo plant, not in the capi. But it goes as a couple. So the capi with the Jopo helps to the body being able to take it, to absorb the plant.
So, what are the healing properties of Yopo? Why would somebody inhale Yopo?
For mainly for us, I take it to work and we share it in the same way is to, first of all, release heaviness from the body. So as the root, first of all, we root and we release and ground all the heaviness from the body. And then in the chant, for us, that's really, are really important, the permissions. So like an important question, an important intention for Sequani is like everything that we take it with an intention, and everything what we give, no, everything, sorry, everything what we take it with a permission, and everything what we give it with an intention. So in the chant, when we are chanting the plant, we put intention to flourish our heart and flourish our thoughts. So after releasing the heaviness, we open the heart, open the thoughts, and then we connect with the space of clarity. So that is the main intention. And nowadays, if we can do that, it's like a big gift in these times.
Now, you mentioned that both Yopo and ayahuasca contain the DMT molecule. Can you explain for our audience what exactly is the DMT molecule?
Okay, first of all, I am not an expert in the chemical subject. Yeah, but actually, is what I have heard and I have knowledge about it is a chemical that naturally the body and the brain produce it. So, in particular moments in life, not like really often moments, and that molecule as other teacher that I have in meditation, he tell that is like the door to the mystical. Yeah. So that is also I forgot the word in English, like antenna, like the radio receiver. So this is the one that opened that doors with the, for us, we call it clarity, the field of clarity.
Now, thank you. And you're doing a great job, by the way. I better than me at my pronunciation. So, Daniel Solarte, your main healer teacher is Grandfather Clemente Gaitan. So, can
Yeah.
you share with us about what sort of training you had with Clemente Gaitan? And I appreciate that you honor your mentor, I honor my mentor. You know, where would we be without our wonderful teachers, right?
Yes, for sure. And for me also is really important because this kind of knowledge is getting lost because right now the kids from the Sequani tradition and different tribes around the world, they don't want anymore to listen to the elders. They are call it or distracted for other things. So for me, it's really important, and I really value that I met my teacher and that he's still one of the ones that keep this tradition. So he, as you say, his name is Clemente Gaitan, and actually his family comes from a long lineage of traditional healers, Sequani healers, because actually his wife is the only daughter of his teacher, because normally they learn when they have in the traditional way when they have when they are 12 years old. So his master, he just had one daughter, and it's my teacher's wife, Abuela Maria, and they had nine kids. So they took the job to make sure that the tradition will continue. So actually, I met him. I'm not Sequani from blood. I am, as they call it, I am not native. I am mixed. Like, but I met my master, my teacher, when I like around 10 years ago. And I was, first of all, I was his patient. I was having troubles, spiritual troubles that no one, even the conventional doctor, they couldn't tell me how to deal with that and other shamans and healers that I was with. But then I met my teacher because actually in a point that I didn't know, I used to drink ayahuasca before, and in a point that I didn't know what to do, the same plant or a voice just told me that he was going to help me. And I went to him and it was like that. He helped me without giving me anything, just doing healings to me, energetically healings with chants, blowing, and also curing me with water. And when I saw how he helped me, I was like this totally decided that I wanted to learn that. Yeah.
I have to share with you that your experience is similar to mine because I met my mentor in healing is Sue Mays. She's in London, Ontario, Canada. And I was up in Canada and I was about to give a lecture on my first book. I'm an author of 10 books. And she did healing work with me literally for 5 minutes in the hallway, and I knew she had changed my life. And it was like you, no plant medicine, nothing, not even touching me. And I was like blown away. I was like, I want to do what she does. Was that the experience that you had working with Clemente Gaitán?
In that moment that I felt what I felt in one healing, I knew it. And I asked him if I can learn, and he told me, yeah, you can. So returning to your question, like the traditional name for us, like for traditional healers in Sicuani healers, is Pehorbine. So I'm Pehorbine, and to be able to do that, you have to do a diet, a certain diet. Then also Sicuani healers, they are known and they are masters in studying the sky. So they can clear the sky, they can materialize clouds, stones, crystals. So also this a preparation for being able to connect with that level of clarity and understand.
Very cool. So, how old were you when you met Clemente Gaitán?
I was around 24 years old, I think.
Okay, so you're an old man. If they start teaching people at age 12.
Yeah, of course. And for that reason, the diet for them is much longer than what they ask now for us, because they were kids in the Sequani communities many years ago without even a TV. So it was different times.
So you mentioned that as a native Colombian, traditional Colombian healer, there's a special diet. So what is your special diet to be a traditional Colombian healer?
So in the Sequani tradition, we have two levels as healers, like as healers. The first one is that we can cure you with chants. We learn chants and we can heal through chants. But the next one that is the name that I told you, that is Pehorbine, is when we have a couple of crystals here, a spiritual crystal that are called Tapi. So we can suck illnesses, and that help us to like a magnet, to don't swallow it, and we can just like take it out.
And for
So,
our listening audience who can't see, can you describe that for our listening audience who can't see what you just demonstrated?
we have a couple of tapi in our throat that the teacher, before he's like putting us, starting like initiating us as Pehorbine, he materialized from the sky, and it's a couple of crystals, and he just a spiritual crystal, and he just put it in our throat. So we are able to soak illnesses, and there are like a magnet that help us not to swallow the thing that we are taking out. So we can just let it taking out also from our bodies. That is the purpose of that crystals. And then when they put that crystals on you have to do a diet so the crystals are able to root in yourself. And the diet is like you cannot eat too spicy, too salty, too sweet, too oily, not in fry, not too cold, not too hot, and not sex. For my teacher, he was 12 years old. His teacher gave him 5 years, but he was 12 years old, so, and his mother was taking care of him. So, but Abuelo grandfather already knows that we are not the same, so he put 6 months to us.
Fascinating. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. We're listening to Daniel Solarte, traditional Colombian healer, and we're talking about what is Yope. We'll be right back. Yopo, be right back.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Daniel Solarte, so we're talking about Yopo and the traditions you have learned from your master, mentor, healer, grandfather, Clay Monte Gaitan. So what is it about the way that Clay Monte Gaitan works that's really unique in the way of working with energy, balance, and human purpose?
Okay. So for me, Grandpa Clemente Gaitan, first of all, he's a really authentic person. He had been able to reach to that level of authenticity. So he's pure joy and full of service and duty. So starting as a person, he's a really inspiring person for all of us. Like for me, I admire him a lot as a person. And he's really devoted since he, but because actually since he was in his mother's womb when she was pregnant of him, already other healer that was in the community told her that he was going to be a healer because he was a healer and he knew that he was going to be a boy. And that was going to be a healer, and he gave his name to that boy. And my teacher's spiritual name is Malabo, that means celestial lagoon. So, since he was a baby, his mother knew that he was going to be a healer. So, for that reason, she took him at 12 years old to the teacher. So, since really young age, he has been devout and really like give all his life and heart to the path. The service of service, helping, healing, he's the leader of his community. He's also like a really, I just have met like two people in the level that I have seen abuelos at my teacher in the spiritual knowledge about being able to connect with the spiritual beings, with the nature, with the people. Many of the other teachers that also I have followed to learn practice techniques, tools, is what my teacher has told me since the beginning. So for me, it's amazing that from the many, like a really long time, they have that info as other parties in the world. that has still alive, and he is still being that kind of people, and also in practice becoming that teachings. And
So
he's an excellent healer. He's an
he's an excellent
excellent
healer.
healer. He has healed. He's an excellent healer. Yeah, he's it's his life. Every day he's in his place, sitting down, receiving patients, teaching. He has many students also. So he's a good healer, a good master. But most important for me is that he's such an inspiring person.
You could be talking about my mentor. I could see the same things. It's great to have wonderful, inspiring people who lead us. So, Daniel Solarte,
Nine.
what are
Yeah.
some of the core principles that you've learned from Grandfather Clemente Gaitán?
Like the main one is to be as much transparent you can be with a transparent heart. And not just that, to live from your heart, to live from the to work every day in the coherence with your heart and your mind and your thoughts, and in the action that you do daily. And also the principle to respect the connection between the spiritual world and the material world that we live, knowing that in a point we become bridges between the two worlds. And as it is there that everything has to be taken with permission and also giving with an intention, is the same here in this world, but somehow we forgot about it, and now we are remembering that true heart with the elders and people that, yeah, teachers and people that are on service to the new world, the new humanity. Also, community is really important. Like for us, family community is also like a principle that we have to respect and follow. And also the respectful for the elders that right now also we have forgot a lot, and we don't see the gift that we have in elders with all their experience and memories, then it can help us also in our process.
Now, we're talking also today about Yopo. From your experience, Daniel Solarte, how does the master plant Yopo guide people into deeper self-awareness and emotional release?
Okay, so I also connected with what I said before, what I told before I said before, that is that the first thing that it helps is to ground us, to connect us with the, because what we can have if we are flying around like a leaf without any root and without any guide. So first of all, we have to root in the world that we are perceiving right now, and connect with that, and releasing also all the heaviness, because it's what also this soil, this earth does for us, to receive all that energy that it doesn't work or help us anymore. And then flourish the heart, open the heart. That also is really something really important right now in these times, that we forgotten to connect with our heart, to speak from it, to hear it, to act from it. And then also the important thing is to connect it with the thoughts, with our ideas, with our thoughts. Then also in that order, we can have more clarity. And for me, that is the most important step in the healing process. Because sometimes we just focus our attention into heal something particular, but that is just the result of the incoherence or the disconnection that we have with the earth, with heart, with the thoughts. So Jopo help us a lot to, first of all, to learn how to feel, then to understand, and then to learn how to live in this world.
Beautiful. Now, you mentioned that if someone was going to come to you for Yopo for healing with Yopo, that you don't refer to it as a ceremony. Could you describe for our audience if someone was going to come to you either one-on-one or to do Yopo in a group, what that would look like? What would they experience?
Okay, so we call it now, we resume it as Jopo gatherings. We call it Jopo gatherings. So I have been already like traveling around Europe and in USA for 4 years already. And also I have my place that is called Birdland, and I have also here my traditional house that is called Libeisibo, that is House of Thought. So we work during the daytime. So when we are going to gather for a Jopo gathering, we met around 9 a.m. We start talking the history of creation. That is really important for us because for us is we don't have a, for we don't see the point to just give some powder to the people to feel something and that's it. So for the important thing is to bring a tradition, to share the tradition people. So while we are sharing the history of creation, where the dance appeared, that we are going to talk about that later, and also about how every plant it was given to the humanity with the permission and intention, we start to share the plant. So then the first, I divided in three stages the gathering. The first one is releasing and connection with the connect. I give a moment of silence so the people can concentrate and connect with the plant and themselves. And then they go into release to also feel the heaviness, feel really how they are, because Jopo, what it does also is like make your sense more aware. So then you can feel how you are really. In the second one, I start to do individual healings to everyone. And then also to awake the energy. So also we can start sharing with intention because we can, it's a gathering. So in a gathering, you talk, you share, and also you teach and learn at the same time with the different people that is in the space. Because I say I hold the space, but the people build the space together. So, and in the last one, the last stage is the point of gratitude. So we share what we want to share about the day. We can share some fruit. And what I love in that point is that I just see smiles and love in everyone around.
I love that. And with that, let's take a break and listen to another message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. We're listening today to Daniel Solarte from Colombia talk about traditional Colombian healing and the plant medicine Yopo. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Daniel Solarte, what meaningful transformations have you witnessed in people who have engaged with this ancestral healing work?
Okay, starting from myself, I'm one of that testimonies or experience that I really, that my family saw it, how the impact that it had in myself and in my life in general, and also in my family. And on my path, working with people, also, as you were mentioning, also we do treatments one-to-one process that actually my teacher all the time remind me. You didn't learn to share Jopo. You learn to heal people. So, like, to help to heal people, I have seen, I remember the first time I go to Zurich in Switzerland. And the first time that I went, we did a gathering and I met a dear friend that is called Catherine. And she had an accident. So the recovery was going really slow in her legs. So she wasn't able to move properly, to hike, because she loved to hike. And she went there because a friend invited her, but it was the first time. She didn't take any other plan before. It was the first time for her in that kind of experiences with traditional knowledge. And then she was at the beginning, okay, like when they see me, she saw me, that young guy, what is going to do? And then I just have 3 days because I was moving to other place after. And then she tried Jopo, and then at one point after the healing, she was really happy. It was like her eyes was like going, like just like shining. And I told her, I can help you, and I think 3 days I can help you. But you have to come to the gathering because I don't have more time. The only day that I have to work with you one-to-one is the last day. And she did it, and in the second day, in the second gathering, at the end of the gathering, she started to jump. No, like telling what happened to her, and then she was jumping. But she couldn't walk properly when she arrived, and today she was jumping. So that is one of them. Also, 1 year ago, I met a friend, and he told me if I can help her daughter because she was suffering from epilepsy. Mm. I told him yes, and then he gave her the treatment to her as a gift, and she came to my place. She was 1 year ago. She was 1 month with me here. And also it was amazing because she was like training to as a nurse, and she was like, for her, all this thing was like, you know, like she didn't believe at all. But then she was here with all her heart. It was like, she's like 22. So I were like doing healings, and I couldn't give you a Jopo because the Jopo start to make some seizures on her, so I had to do it without any plant. And now she's okay. It's already 1 year without seizures. So
I have something else in common, because I helped a gentleman who had seizures his whole life, and yeah, he was in his 60s, and after our second healing session, the seizures totally stopped, and he worked in a hospital. So very rewarding. Now, Daniel Solarte, part of your traditional Colombian healing is what you refer to as the dance of the gods, and I'm going to let you pronounce that. Will you explain for our audience what is the dance of the gods, and what is the spiritual and healing significance of that?
Okay, so that dance in Sikwani is called Tsamanimonae Petahunamutu. So Tsamanimonae for us are the creators of this world. And Petahunamutu means path. So it's the path of the creators, yep, of the gods. So for us, for me particularly, is the path for me. When I danced for the first time, I realized myself that I found what I was looking, a path. First of all, a community, and then a path. So everything was created to that dance. And now we are not creating anything because everything is done. What we are doing is transforming to create, to transform this world to a new world, a new humanity. So we dance 3 times a year, like openly in the indigenous reserve, in the community, the Kalyavirna community. And it's 3 days of dance. We dance all day. And we also connect with the plant of Jopo, Capi. And in the dance, that could be more like a ritual, a ceremony, because we have an entry, we have an exit, and we have a di direction. We go against clock. What? Against clock. Help me with.
Counterclockwise.
Yeah, against.
Counterclockwise, yes.
Yeah. So we go in that direction. And then what we are doing, we are creating a spiral up to connect with the Tsamani Monai. And in the chants, we are calling all the celestial seas, celestial lagoons, celestial fruits. So the first day, we also bathe and cleanse ourselves in that celestial waters. In the second day, we explore the cities, the celestial worlds. And then in the last one, we call the abundance of the tree of life. So it's like we can call it like a retreat. It's changed life, like it's really effective because it's, can you imagine 70 people dancing with the same energy, open heart, open mind, connected with an intention, collective intention. So it's really powerful. And we are training ourselves to one day be able to dance day and night. We have different stories from the elders from the old times that they were able to bring fruits from the space, from the field, for to materialize also a kind of yopo. So my teacher will he say that we are getting ready for that. We are practicing to get to that point.
Now, Daniel Solarte, what ethical principles and protocols are essential when engaging with master plants like Yopo and with indigenous knowledge keepers, especially in the Sikuani tradition?
Okay, so again, the principles are the respect. The mainly that is the respect with not just the people in this world, it's also with the plants and with the spiritual beings around, because we in our beliefs, in our knowledge. We 1 second, please. 1 second.
Okay, and we're listening today to Daniel Solarte.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
So the belief and the ethic that we have is not just with the, for saying like that, one example that my teacher likes to put here, when we get birthed and we come to this world, we have to sign papers and we have to follow and to follow and to kind of do a contract with the state, like with the rules, the laws that we have in the governments around. My teacher always say that for us, that is not the way. First of all, when a boy or a new being get birthed, we ask to all the spirits around the world to have a good relationship between. So it's a permission. So that boy, that girl, that baby is going to be a healthy baby because it's in harmony with all the nature and the beings. So in that way, we are respecting the law, the ancient law, like the main law that is the spiritual law that we follow. So in that way, we We have a different relationship also with the nature, with the plants, with the people, with everything that we can see and not see in this world. And in that way, also, when we are sharing the plant, we follow the tradition to remember the history of creation, where all the teachings are in different stories, to keep alive the memory. And to also the people that get the message to have an understanding to how to live in this world. And also following that advice and teaching from the ancients, also we do the same when we work with a person. It's like an agreement. We can do 50-50 in the agreement that we do with a patient, because what we do is also ask that permission and clean and also connect with that energies that are disconnect or block, but the person also is like the one that has to give permission from the heart and their thoughts and also to believe. In that way, everything becomes real in this world. So, yeah, I think it's some around it. And also, for this reason, I like to talk about the tradition, my teacher, the history, because I think that right now is getting lost in the speech, in the beliefs, in the known. And now we just see that other product that we take and just do something.
So, Daniel Solarte, any final message for our audience that you really would like everyone to understand about Yopo and traditional Colombian healing?
Please, can you repeat the question?
Yes. Final thoughts for our audience. Anything that you really want our audience to understand about Yopo and traditional Colombian healing?
Okay, so I can connect with what I was telling, what I was saying before. Like when we talk about plants, in this case, Yopo, it's not just Yopo. It is the Yopo that belongs to an indigenous tribe that is called Sequani, because other tribes, they have also Yopo and they manage also Yopo. And it's not just a Yopo that a Sequani tribe have, is also the master that is behind that preparation, that has the knowledge, the permission, the training, that is my teacher. So in this case, it's a specific job. We turn to generalize like concept words, and then we are missing a lot. And I think that that is happening right now, that we are talking plants as something that you can find somewhere. But in that logic, you are losing all the track to the root of the tradition. That is where is all the science and is where is all the knowledge of it. So also to, but also it's part of the process to learn how to discern and really decide with who you want to connect. It's not about that you have to go to the jungle, because even in the jungle, there is not like that. Yeah. It's with the person, the tradition, the right connection. Yeah. And also with respect, as I was telling, it's not even just a plant or a person, it's also a spirit that is the one that guard that knowledge.
You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Carrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at catherinecarrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is available on Substack. Our guest today, traditional Colombian healer, Daniel Solarte, and you can find out more about Daniel Solarte and his wonderful work at birdlandcolombia.com. And remember, when you connect with reverence and respect with a natural world, you can heal yourself naturally. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.